Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us is from Boy, isn't he?
Al always thought he was really handsome.
He is a handsome great looking man.
He is from NBC Sports Philadelphia, Phillies analyst. The great Ben Davis is with us. Hi, Ben.
Top of the morning to you, lads and Rhea.
Ben, can we talk about those majestic blasts we saw this weekend from Bryce Harper?
We sure can. Right. They were things of beauty, weren't they? It's a different sound. It's just a different aura about him when he comes to the plate. I spend, a good amount of time in the booth watching the monitor because I like to see, kind of predict what pitches are coming, this and that. Every time Bryce gets in the box, I watch it live on the field. It's just absolute must see. And for him to come up and hit those balls the way he did this weekend, they were majestic, absolutely majestic. And one thing, the home runs are nice. Even the double he hit off left-hander Jake McGee at 94. He turned the pitch around, hit one in the right center field gap, short hop the right center field wall out by the bullpen. His swing is back, and he's looking really good.
Ben, in your career, and you had some power, let's be honest, when you got one right, what's the longest ball you ever hit, and what did it feel like when you hit it?
It didn't feel like anything when you hit it. That's the best thing. You don't feel anything. It's just like the ultimate, the point of contact. When you completely barrel something up like that. I remember hitting one in San Diego at the old ballpark in the upper tank. And it was like I hit it. I actually have a photo of it. And there's a look on my face like, oh, my gosh, did I just really do that?
Really?
It was a special feeling. When you barrel them like that, man, there's not a better feeling in the world.
All right. You know what? Somebody just called a couple of minutes ago, Ben, and they said, even before Harper hit those bombs this weekend, the guy had done everything right except get hot, that he had been a great teammate. The interviews were all thoughtful, well done. The play on the field was max out hustle the whole time. Does that part of it surprise you? Because it kind of surprised me. I thought there might be some issues there, but there haven't been.
No, you know what? He's been great with that aspect. I mean, honestly, he really has. He has hustled. He has not taken a playoff. He has not taken a pitch off. And that's what you'd like to see from your superstars, because that's only going to benefit the team in the fact that, well, if Bryce is getting $330 million and he busts it every time, you know what? There's no reason why I can't bust it every time. I think the other players will feed off that. But the other thing is, You expect it, because that's what we expect as Philadelphians, right? We expect the guy to go out there and bust it 100% every time. That's what he's been doing. But I think he's taken it to a whole new level. He has absolutely, and you're right, Ange, done everything right. He has said everything right. And he's just been a great addition to the city and to the ballpark and to the ball team. He's been awesome.
All right, now, a bigger surprise to me. We paid the guy $330 million. I thought he'd come up pretty big for us, and Harper's doing that now. Ben, Gabe Kapler has surprised me in the way he's changed. I just want you, here's the way he described. Now I find the way he speaks charming. Last year it was annoying.
Yeah, it was annoying.
Now it's charming. Here's him describing the magic of Bryce Harper.
We all knew this kind of performance was coming. He stays very consistent with his work habits, and he stays consistent with his star power. He never loses that. He has the ability to transcend the game when he's on. He's just so captivating and so charismatic, and the work that he does to get back to where he got today is notable. Doesn't happen by accident. He just doesn't wake up and rake. He puts a lot of work into it.
Two-part question, Ben. Number one, you guys were great in pointing this out. They use Real Muto in the sixth inning as a pinch hitter. Gabe did not hold him back. He was his best bat on the bench, and Real Muto ties the game. Gabe's gotten better at strategy this year. True or false?
I think he has. He's going to be the guy that always says, well, it's all about the matchups. And this particular case, and that's why I pointed out in the broadcast yesterday, the matchup with Shaw, with JT Realmuto, JT really only posed the one real long ball threat off the bench. But the way that Shaw's stuff is, most of the time is going to be moving away from a righty, and that plays right into JT's swing, because he's a guy that can use the whole field, But most of the time, he's going to stay that with that right center field approach. And he just happened to get one of those cutters that backed up, and boy, he launched it in left field. But that's definitely one thing about matchups, because JT's swing plays into what Shaw can throw at you. And that's exactly why he went up there. And he did some damage and tied that ball game up, which was absolutely huge. But I think Dave has definitely, you know, he relies heavily upon Rob Thompson, the bench coach, and Chris Young, John Maley, the hitting coach. It's really a collective unit. They all work together. They put in a ton of time. These guys are at the ballpark at 11 o'clock noon every day for a 7 o'clock ball game. I mean, they put in their work, and they have matchups upon matchups and numbers that back up other numbers. And it's nice to see it pay off, because there's a lot of different ways a manager can go, but he's making all the right decisions right now.
All right. Now, what we're seeing off the field from Gabe is more honesty. He seems a little more in step with the city. But you guys get to talk to him in a more private way to help the broadcast. Have you noticed any changes in his demeanor there, Ben?
I think he's been a little more candid with us. Whenever we go in, so say we have a 7 o'clock game, usually we'll go into his office with all the writers at 3:45. And then the camera crews will come in and they'll do a quick 5-minute thing. And then we'll just sit with him. So it'll be, you know, Fransky in LA, myself, T Mac, and Murph. It'll be just the five of us in his office, the doors closed. And we kind of get a better glimpse as to what we can expect on a given night. You know, who's going to be down in the bullpen? You know, Hector threw, three innings in the last four nights, or four innings in the last four nights. We're going to make sure that he's down for a night. So don't look for him. So don't be saying, why isn't Hector Neris coming in this ballgame tonight? So he's being more open with us from that aspect. He's letting us know exactly what he feels and what he feels is going to help the ball club win. Like, for instance, when Gene Segura moved to the three-hole and Harper went to the two-hole, his reasoning behind that. It just helps us out with our broadcast a little bit, and to relay it to the fan as to why he's doing something.
Yeah, I think, Al, you're coming around on Gabe a little bit too, aren't you?
Yeah, I liked him from the beginning of the year when he laid the law down.
You didn't like him last year.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, I think it is. All right, let me get there goes out. Even the way he says it. A couple of other quickies. Nola, the other good story of the week, it is Aaron Nola looked more like Aaron Nola. What's going on here? What's changed there, Ben?
His pace was better and his fastball was better. And I'm not talking velocity, but he was going in, out, up, down. He was keeping guys honest. That first inning he had the other day was absolutely miraculous. I mean, he was on his game, righties and lefties. He was able to spot that fastball. The better his fastball is located, the better his curveball and his changeup are going to be. And that's exactly the way he was the other day. 12 punchouts against a very, very good hitting ball club in the Rockies. He looked to be the old Aaron Nola.
And Ben, do you take any joy from what's going on with the New York Mets right now, since their GM, the GM said, come get me. And then they came, and now they're 6.5 back, 500, got swept by the Marlins. Are you enjoying that at all, Ben Davis?
Well, you always like to see it separate yourself from it. And when you're in first place, you always like to see yourself separated from the guys that are beneath you. I didn't think this was going to happen. I think they're going to make a push. I really do, because that starting rotation is just too damn good. You like to see yourself separated from the rest of the division. And this is a very, very good division. I think one of the best in baseball. I'm surprised by it. You know, I don't want anybody to lose their job. Mickey Callaway is a great guy, but they say, you know, that might be the option. We saw Noah Syndergaard after yesterday's ball game. Noah got the loss, but he said, you know, it's not Mickey's fault. It's on us.
Well, they always say that, and then the guy gets fired. Ben, last thing, and I was told you might be in the car with your wife right now. Are you?
I actually am not. We decided I drive up. I'm actually sitting in the player's lot at Citizens Bank Park. I got to take an Uber over to the airport.
Well, one thing we learned by working with you is the great love affair that you have with your wife. And that's why, I don't know if you saw what happened at the PGA tournament yesterday, but this Brooks Koepka guy, refused the kiss of his wife. Ben, have you or would you ever refuse the kiss of your wife?
No, I have not. I definitely would not, because I know when my bread is buttered, and that's the last thing I would want to do.
There it is. He knows better.
No more meatloaf for you.
No, it's respect.
Exactly,
that's right.
Man's got to eat, Ann. Man's got to eat.
Ben Davis, Ben, you were awesome all weekend, man. Love you, and I love the work you're doing. I love that we're in first place. Thank you, Ben.
It's awesome. I appreciate it. Talk to you guys soon. Appreciate it.
The great Ben Davis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.